This is Elite Insights on Elite Achievement, a short episode to help you lead with clarity and execute as your firm grows. Let's start here. I recently shared with a client that I understand his situation differently than I did a few months ago. He has been going back and forth on whether he has the right person on his team and whether he needs to make a change. There were times in our conversations where I found myself thinking, you know, something isn't working. Why are we still going back and forth? Well, I recently experienced a transition on my own team, and I now understand the hesitation. I learned how emotionally difficult these decisions can be. You want things to work out, so you hold on to hope. There's also the doubt around, am I making the right decision? And then there's the overwhelm that comes with thinking about logistically how the change will happen and the fear that things might stop moving forward in the business if you make a change. I also noticed that when you start seriously questioning whether someone is the right fit for a role, their performance often starts improving. You start seeing more effort, more follow through, and it makes you think, okay, maybe things are turning around. Maybe I should give it more time, which creates doubt and hesitation. It's almost like we're waiting for certainty and the perfect time to make a change, but those things don't really come along. What does come along are hidden costs when you hesitate to make a change. The first hidden cost is the emotional energy it takes. There's a lot of waffling back and forth. I need to make a change. No, things seem better. I need to make a change. Maybe I should wait a little longer. And before you know it, the decision starts to consume you. You frequently talk about it with your spouse, coach, or business partner. Little mistakes might start to irritate you more than they should. And you worry whether keeping the team member is the right decision or whether making a change is the right decision. You wonder who would replace them and how long will it take for that person to get up to speed. You feel frustrated that you're wrestling with this decision and end up making no decision at all. Making the decision to make a change on the team doesn't suddenly make things emotionally easier, but it does stop the back and forth. It creates direction and allows you to focus on what comes next instead of staying stuck in indecision. The second hidden cost is the impact on the rest of the team. Your team often notices when someone isn't working out long before a decision gets made. Their jobs can become more difficult because they may end up taking on more work, picking up the slack, answering questions, fixing mistakes, or even stepping in to keep things moving forward. Instead of focusing fully on their own responsibilities, they start spending energy compensating for the situation. And once your team starts noticing and feeling the impact, you have a responsibility as a leader to make a decision. And the third hidden cost is the impact it has on the way you work. You start adjusting and making changes around the situation. You create workarounds, change processes, adjust timelines, and hesitate to delegate because you're not fully confident things will get done. You may avoid giving the person more responsibility, double check things more often, or feel like you need to verify and follow up on everything. Before long, you end up taking on more work yourself. Instead of spending your time leading the business and focusing on growth, you're spending time managing around a situation you already know isn't working. Making the decision to make a change on your team is one of the hardest parts of leadership because you're making a business decision, but there's a person attached to it. You've worked with this person, built a relationship with them, invested time in helping them succeed, and understand that this decision impacts both them and the future of your business. You are often deciding between two difficult choices, not between a hard choice and an easy one. Choice one, make the change and deal with the emotional difficulty, transition, uncertainty, and disruption. Or choice two, keep things as they are and continue carrying the emotional energy, team impact, and extra work. Next week, we're going to continue this conversation with Claire Vitale, founder of the boutique recruiting firm CMC. Claire specializes in recruiting staff for wealth management firms and has helped advisors and firms think through hiring decisions, role fit, and building the right team as they grow. I appreciate you listening and investing the time to grow as a leader. Follow Elite Achievement for more conversations on leadership and building a firm.